I
Yeah.
would love to see Brian Gutekunst at this podium. But you know what? We held the line on morality.
Right. Right.
Okay, like, you know,
because
don't
fans
judge
are going to be
others.
Super upset in that moment if the
Oh.
if he right? I mean, fans are going to have there's going to be backlash, and there's going to be fans who are going to be super upset in that case as well, because they didn't sign him and they had the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. And the other thing, and this was kind of a little bit of a back and forth that we had going, but you can't, I don't think, sexual harassment, sexual assault, loathsome, reprehensible. We can all agree on that.
Right.
It's kind of like when I drive
Agreed.
By homes and I see "We back our police."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would hope so in
right.
this country that you would.
Right.
It's not something I need to declare or wear on my sleeve.
Right.
You just, it's how you proceed daily. And I think with this case, with being able to get McManus in here, I mean, first, you solve a huge problem. Second,
yep.
not all sexual assaults are the same.
Right.
And my co-host is like, "Hey, no. Wait a minute. He didn't want to compare Deshaun Watson with Brandon McManus because it's all terrible." Wait a minute. In not only the court of public opinion, but the court of law in
right.
this country, last time I checked, there's first, second, and third degree sexual assault.
Right.
And I would be really, really hard-pressed to compare what Brandon McManus allegedly did
right.
with Deshaun Watson having massage therapists
right.
and trained professionals come to his home
mm-hmm.
to do their job and show up, and there he is in inappropriate attire, which means none, and,
right.
and all of that stuff going on. I mean, it's not apples to apples, please. So,
no,
so
I
when
totally
they say,
agree.
"Oh, I wouldn't have signed him," well, then if you really feel that way, then don't complain when he, you know, don't celebrate when he makes game winners, and don't complain
right.
because you know, don't have another kicker. I mean, it's he the other thing, the guy's the safest guy on the planet.
He
if
is.
He wants to resume his career and continue to make money
right.
for his family, because one misstep, he's done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, I saw a lot of people argue about the fact that his long field goal percentage isn't any better or worse than what Anders Carlson was. It's not the long they're looking at, people. It's the extra points. It's the, you know, it's
30
like
to 50 should be
right.
money.
Exactly. And so far, after, you know, Mason Crosby's last year, between Anders Carlson and then also Brandon Narveson, you could not be certain that the Green Bay Packers kicker was going to nail an extra point. Or even if they were on the 20-yard line, you couldn't be guaranteed, if they had to go for the field goal, that they were going to make that kick. And that's where his bread and butter is at. He's very consistent, like at what, 90-some percent?
Well, he's 97%. He's only missed 9 point afters in 312
yeah.
in his career.
Yeah. I mean,
and field goals, he has a 61-yarder to his resume. He's kicked in a Super Bowl.
Right.
And he didn't miss a point after the last full season he played. He was 30
right.
out of 37, which would be plenty good. And I think he a veteran. And look, you know, the guy, he's not perfect. He admitted
right.
he made mistakes and all that. But
sure.
I did get the picture of him. He has twin 5-year-old sons and then a 4-year-old boy. You talk about three boys and about a
right?
God bless his wife. He had the
yes.
boys out with him, and there's a couple of telephone poles. So there you go. You got the tape measure. You got the rope to string across, 10 feet high.
Yep.
And then you go back and measure it, and he's got them retrieving footballs while he's working
awesome.
Out trying to stay in shape to be sharp for when he gets the call. The Packers made the call, and I have no doubt the Packers, as soon as McManus was cleared from the NFL, and this is
yeah.
September 30th, we go a couple of weeks now.
They started
they were
betting.
In contact. They well, already were
and they
in
started
contact
betting.
With Rosenhaus, for sure. Absolutely.
They definitely knew that there was some potential there, but they needed to make sure that they had done everything in their due diligence because of the backstory. You know, and as a female who obviously, you know, watches the NFL, you know, here's the thing. It's going to come down to what I used to say about Aaron Rodgers, too. I don't necessarily have to like the guy. I don't have to agree with some of the stuff he says. I don't even have to like some of the stuff that's happened in his past. But at the same time, you know, go do your job. Don't let it happen again. For goodness sakes, they forgave Ben Roethlisberger. And let's be honest, the allegations against him were far worse than what we've heard so far from McManus. I mean, I hate to be like that, but at the same time, again, there was some due diligence that was done here. It wasn't just a let's bring him in and hope for the best kind of thing. That's not what happened here. That's
no,
not what happened
where
here.
The league was back in the day with Mossy Cade and James
right.
Lofton. And all of that stuff, and guys allowed to pursue, continue their careers,
yep.
And I'm not judging it at all, but let's not get
so. It was a different time.
It is, and high and mighty. I could tell you for a fact, and it's nothing that you know I would care to ever mention or talk about. The conduct of some players here in these last however many years I've been covering this team in terms of out at events, out at bars, deer hunting camps, you name it, you can imagine it, okay? So, you know.
It's not all peaches and rainbows, let's be honest.
Rob Wolf had a pretty, I think, a straightforward way to look at it. He said, first of all, the talent, you wouldn't even be discussing whether the guy should or shouldn't be if he didn't have the talent because you wouldn't look at him.
Right.
And he said, then the bottom line is he a bad guy or isn't he?
Right.
Is this just a person that you don't want to be around? You don't want him in your locker room? You don't want him in Green Bay if you could help it.
Right.
Or is it a guy who just made a dumb mistake, a one-off, not excusing anything? Was he under the influence? Is this a perpetual, you know, happening all the time kind of thing? And as long as, like you said, right at the time, I mean, Goody, he looked him in the eye, met with him face to face, and I'm sure they had the hard conversation, and on we go. He chose to sign him.
And, you know, and honestly, if it means like actual field goals and extra points being made consistently, then you know what? Let the guy do his job, right? I mean, let the guy do his job. And any ramifications that haven't been taken care of will be taken care of down the road.
Thing, you know, not that I'm an attorney or anything here, but there was blowback too about, well, the NFL didn't talk to the two principals, the flight attendants. They talked to 30 other people, but not them. Well, guess what? There has been a settlement.
Right.
Made, according to my understanding. And that bars them from talking. So an attorney can put on a good face about it. They didn't even talk to him, which is true. He's not lying. But he didn't bother to add, well, because they're not at liberty to discuss it because they would never get a penny out of it.
Yeah. It's one of those icky situations, and you're never going to have a right or wrong answer. Nobody's opinion is going to be right or wrong on this one.
Correct.
You just hope that the guy learned from it, whatever it was, whatever the past was, and you hope that he can go forward and you know, do some good, not only for your team, but in the world, right? So that's kind of where I guess my head is at on the whole thing. Now, with that being said, let's make our selections. Let's see who we think is going to win. I'm going to let you start.
All right, I got Brandon McManus from 45 yards with the game winner, 34-31.
All right, you're going a high score. I'm going to go a really close one as well. I think it's only about a 1 point differential in this one, and I'm going to go Packers 28, Texans 27. I think it's just going to be one of those. This was a game that we had our high hopes set on being at, and unfortunately, it didn't work because, well, life. But this was one of those games that I just really had circled on the calendar because these are two really good young quarterbacks. These are two up and coming teams, and I feel like this is going to be one of those nail biters all the way to the end. So Packers fans, they call them a heart attack pack for a reason. And I think you're going to probably see that play out this weekend. I think it's going to be a close one. I think it's going to be a good one. And honestly, I could see that flipping. I could see it being Texans 28, Packers 27. Not that I want to wish that, you know, on Packers fans this morning, but at the same time, I think it's just going to be that good and close of a game because of these two teams. But
and
we'll
still
see.
At the stage of the season, it is a lot about how you play the game and not win or lose, because if you lose to the Texans, it doesn't disallow you from any possibilities to, and in fact, and it's hyperbole, I know, but this could be a preview of the Super Bowl matchup.
Right. It really, really could. It really honestly could. And, you know, that's, again, this is one we've had circled on our calendar since that schedule came out way back in what, May, June, something like that, just because these two teams were so fun last year. And obviously they just continue to kind of build on what they'd already put together. So it's going to be a good one. So everybody sit back and enjoy. And you and I will talk again on Monday morning as we recap that game. Thank you so much for being here this morning. We appreciate it.
Enjoy the weather, and we'll talk to you Monday morning. You bet.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, another edition of Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, you're dedicated. You took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah.
Seven Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. It's up at 9 a.m. We thank you for being with us on this Friday morning. Here is Toto. Hold the line on Max FM.
It's not in the way you look or the things that you say that 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me feel for you. Chaka Khan. What you tell me? What you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan. Let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you. Wanna hug you. Wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arms. Let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. 'Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, 'cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it. Rock it.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Here is how you can shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today's big deal of the day is a $30 certificate for one admission to the Elusive Escape Rooms. Today and today only, 50% off. You can get this certificate for $15. The Elusive Escape Rooms is a new wave of adventure entertainment. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Again, this limited time offer goes through 11:59 a.m. today.
Backed by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells. Experience working with your team of family and friends while solving a mystery at one of Wisconsin Dells' most popular attractions. It's the best escape you'll ever attempt to make. Do you have what it takes to make your escape? Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hi.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can nicely ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. You can also download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Scroll down to Max Miles and look for Max FM. You can also text us right from the app. Stream us with you wherever you go. Here's John Mellencamp on Max FM.
Baby.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. Hey, the weekend is almost here. And, you know, the easiest way to avoid a hangover is just not to drink. But for some, that's impossible. A new study found the best way to deal with hangovers might be get some exercise. But don't worry, they don't mean while you're hungover. It found people who don't work out much in general tend to have worse hangovers. The milder for people who get at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise a week. They're not sure why, but they do have some theories. Exercise releases endorphins that help with your pain tolerance. You sleep better, it reduces inflammation, and it ups your metabolism, which could help clear the alcohol faster. Whatever the reason, they found that exercise really could lead to lighter hangovers. So if you want to drink on the weekends, maybe you should train for it. But honestly, I will say this right now. The best way to avoid that hangover is not to overindulge or not to drink at all. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And you know what? Who wants to feel like junk the next morning? I know I definitely don't. I got plenty of things to do on the weekend. So, yeah, I'll just avoid it altogether. Coming up, we'll have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank and a look at weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Friends of Mirror Lake State Park and the park staff invite you to the Halloween Mystery Candlelit Hike. It's a fun family evening at the park as you locate clues along an easy 1 mile trail lit to help find out who the mystery guest is. There'll be pastries, caramel apples, and hot cocoa for free will donation. Hike will start at the beach. It is free, but you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This begins again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. Details can be found at friendsofmirrorlake.org. The Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 invites you for their 15th annual Roast Turkey and Baked Ham Dinner. This is a dine-in or carry-out event. It will take place on Saturday, October 19th from 4 p.m. until 6:30. This will be at the VFW Hall, 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. $13 in advance or $15 at the door. Kids 8 and under will eat for free. And the Cab Theater in Baraboo will be hosting the Macabre 12 One Hell of a Hunting event. This is going to take place both on Friday and Saturday. This will be at Circus World Museum. It's a ghostly good time at this Halloween-themed presentation. Enjoy a series of one-act plays, locally written, acted, and directed, themed around everyone's favorite time of year, Halloween. This will be both Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 at the door, and it'll be happening at Circus World in Baraboo.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Sunny and warm and a little windy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to 78. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
AM. It's 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep our text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to win contests and request music. Get those requests ready now for Saturday, the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. Every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're cruising through a 50-minute news car with Aretha Franklin on Max FM.
Seven Max FM.
You're gonna cruise the miracle mile. Now Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old joke.